The game of football shapes each and every player who puts on the pads. From those who play in grade school to those taking the field on Sundays, nowhere is that more evident than in Irondale High School, where the sport has united a senior in need.
Sam was a hard worker. He wasn't the most talented guy on the field by any stretch of the imagination, but he was going to be there, he was going to work hard, he was going to be reliable, he was going to put in the work in the off season, and he was the type of kid that he wanted to do well and succeed.
Football means a lot to me because, like, one, from my dad really loved football, and he actually, like, inspired me to play football. And so, like, I play football because of my dad.
Sam Harris was just like any other high school football player, worrying about his role on the team, trying to remember the plays, and working to improve his game. But Sam was dealing with things much bigger than the game of football. Just months after losing his father to cancer, Sam was taking the field for his senior season with another family health crisis.
Sam originally came to me and he was still playing, and he pulled me aside and just said, I want to let you know that I might be missing a practice here or there because my mom is sick and she's in the hospital. And that's how he originally approached it. And so I said, you know, you got to take care of your family, do what you got to do, let's be in communication. And then as we started talking about it, he started to open up a little bit more and letting me know that his mom was severely sick and that she was in a hospital, ended up being in hospice care.
With bills piling up, Sam made the decision to concentrate on helping to earn money and care for his mother rather than play the sport he loves.
What happened was he came to me and said, Coach, you know, I have to quit because the electric bill is going to get shut off and I need to be able to pay that, you know, and my mom is not able to help at all right now. For me, it was kind of a process of moving through, but what I told him was, Sam, to me, you're not quitting football. You know, quitting is when you abandon people, and I don't want you to think you're a quitter. You're taking a leave of absence.
On October 25th, he lost his mother. The then 17-year-old was out on his own, trying to continue his high school studies while working to have money for food and a roof over his head. But he never said, why me?
Just told him how proud I was of him and how he was handling the things, and he told me, well, I only have one choice, and that's to be positive. And you know, for me, the fact that message rang through, and that for me, when I'm telling kids that, I'm thinking, we turn the ball over, we fumble, stay positive, we go back out there. And he's carrying that through into his life of saying, I lost both parents, but I still can find the way to be positive. So for me, that was a humbling situation, a humbling moment.
Over the past months, the football community has stepped up to help this youngster. His GoFundMe page raised over $50,000 to pay for schooling, food, and a new home. And on Sunday, Harris was recognized by the Minnesota Vikings as their hometown hero. Celebrating his 18th birthday, the team surprised this young football player with a new car to allow him to commute to class and his job.
He went through something really tough, and he represents the people that go through those tough things. Sometimes you don't hear about them, but they still find a way to move on. And no matter what's happening, Sam is going to stay positive, and he's going to move on, and he's going to find a way to make himself successful. That's what makes him a hometown hero. He's going to keep fighting, and he represents all those people that do that on a day-to-day basis without getting recognized for it.
In the past 18 months, Sam Harris has gone through more than most adults go through in a lifetime. But instead of having it knock him down, he's found a way to rebound and continue on in life. He didn't get to finish his senior season on the gridiron like he wanted, but the football community has surrounded him as a family to help him get through his hard time.